You're listening to KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 and 92.3 FM, and this is KYRS Local News. I'm Christian Adams. Spokane Public Schools has made official the layoffs that are a result of the McCleary decision. The Supreme Court ruled that Washington State was not adequately providing funding for education. While the decision was made in good faith, the increase in funding has had an unintended effect. The increase in federal funding has decreased the money Spokane Public Schools can receive from local levies, which has resulted in a budget shortfall of almost $31 million. This cap on local funding has resulted in an 8% reduction of staff in the Spokane Public Schools district, totaling 325 employees. This also includes 182 teaching positions. Shelley Redinger, the superintendent for the district, said in a media release that the layoffs were decided by seniority, with the more senior staff kept on board. The budget shortfall also could be partially due to the teacher's salary increases from last year, although the Spokane Education Association says otherwise. Quote, district administrators have been clear these cuts are because of decisions made by legislators in Olympia, not because of the educator salaries we negotiated last summer, they said in a press release. State lawmakers, however, are looking into legislation that could reduce the severity of layoffs. Spokane Public Schools has also announced the elimination of librarian positions and will be reworking the library system. Last week, Superintendent Shelley Redinger notified staff that the librarian position will be eliminated next year. Quote, students will still have access to library books and materials the same way they do now, said district spokesperson Brian Coddington. Many students are not happy with the decision. Walkouts were conducted Monday morning at Gary and Shaw Middle Schools, their goal being to show Washington State legislators that they don't approve of the layoffs. In a press release last week, Shelley Redinger acknowledged the difficulty of the budget discussion. Quote, it is causing pain and anxiety for staff, students, and families. For that, we are truly sorry. Our intent is to be transparent by providing accurate information as we have it. April is Move More Month, and health advocates say there are opportunities in the workplace to get in more exercise. Experts suggest people get 150 minutes of exercise a week.
It's Move More Month, and the workplace is a perfect spot for people to think about healthier routines. Many people spend the workday sitting down, but health experts say there are a lot of opportunities during the day to move around. The American Heart Association's Healthy for Good initiative suggests taking a walk during lunch, using the stairs instead of the elevator, and treating exercise like an important meeting by adding it to the calendar. Chad Major, an exercise specialist at MultiCare Health System in Tacoma, says people can use Move More Month to examine their habits, but folks shouldn't be too critical of themselves.
Use examination as a tool for success, not as a tool to critique and kind of like, oh, I should be doing this, but I'm not. Use it as a way to like, oh, I can do this now, and this is a new avenue for me to be able to take advantage of that. Positive mindsets always have better success.
Major and the American Heart Association suggest adults get at least 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise. Major says that if step counting or watching the number of minutes spent exercising holds someone accountable, they should do it, but adds that the important thing is making sure people are moving, no matter how long. He also notes that 150 minutes of exercise might not happen right away, but even short activities add up.
Just do a little bit at a time and build on it. It's like any habit. Habits don't happen overnight. They take some time to form, and so start forming some good habits.
Moving more and sitting less has many health benefits, including lowered risks of heart disease and diabetes. It also can lead to better sleep and fewer bouts of insomnia, fewer symptoms of depression and anxiety, and a host of other positive effects. For Washington News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
You've been listening to KYRS Local News at 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. KYRS Local News receives support from Eastern Washington University's Get Lit Festival, April 22nd through 28th. The 21st annual festival includes craft classes, poetry slams, and readings and more. Details online at getlitfestival.org. KYRS Local News has seen support today from the kitchen at Second Harvest, offering a variety of hands-on cooking classes from salad dressings to salsa, stews and soups to pie. Supporting these classes allows Second Harvest to offer scratch cooking classes and nutrition education to families in need. Information on cooking classes available online at secondharvestkitchen.org. KYRS Local News receives support from Atticus Coffee and Gifts, 222 North Howard Street in downtown Spokane, near the carousel and just down the block from their other store, Boo Radley's. KYRS Local News theme music is from bensound.com. To send us news tips or comment on our show, our email is news@kyrs.org.